If you have your Bible, turn back to Nehemiah tonight, chapter 6. I want to look at one, but I'm just going to read one verse this evening, and we try to mind the Lord and just give you what God's put on our heart. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 9. The Bible says, "For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Amen. He said, "For they all made us afraid, saying their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore," now this is a prayer of Nehemiah. He said, "Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Amen. I want to preach tonight on that thought, if God will be our help for just a few minutes, on strengthen my hands. We got a mighty work to do, praise God, but we got a mighty God to help us to do that work. Amen. We got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Amen. But we got a great big God that's there with us. He's there to help us and He's there to encourage us. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we get into this thing and we come in with excitement. You remember when you first got in, you come in with excitement and the adrenaline was there. You was pumped up. Praise God. You was ready to go. Amen. I mean, you was ready to fight hell by the acre, to take the devil by the tail and knew that you could win. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, we get in a little while and the adrenaline wears off and the fatigue sets in. Amen. You get fatigue coming, our faith begins to falter a little and our hope kind of recedes and pulls back, kind of like, fellas, kind of like our hair. Amen. And we begin to wonder if we really had it to begin with. Amen. I'm not talking about your hair, I'm talking about your faith. Amen. In the Lord Jesus. He said, that excitement that we had. But you know what? We ought to be like little children. We ought to be excited about things. And we need to keep, allow God to pump us up and keep us excited about what He's doing. But if we ain't very careful, we come to a point in our life and we say, "What was I thinking? I can't do this." Amen. I got to thinking about to preach the gospel. What a monumental task it is. It's not something to be taken lightly. Amen. It's a big task. I mean, to preach the gospel to the whole world. Amen. See, He didn't say just preach the gospel to two or three, to your three or your four and no more. He said to preach the gospel to the whole world. It's a monument. It's almost an overwhelming task. Amen. And every one of us is required to go out and share the gospel. And we come to a place, we ain't careful, we say, "What in the world was I thinking? This thing is so much bigger than me. Maybe it's just building a Sunday school class." You know, we start out with a vigor and a zeal, praise God. But you know, when you go out, you try to compel them to come in, and nobody does. It's real easy to get discouraged. But amen, Jesus didn't quit. He stayed in. He just kept trying, keep working at it. Because praise God, one of these days it will, when it comes to shepherding hearts, to being a shepherd heart, pointing them to Jesus. Amen. I mean, when you first get saved and get in this thing, you say, "Praise God, everybody I know is going to be saved." Amen. You go out there and you begin to pray the gospel, you begin to tell them about Jesus, and you figure, boy, they'll just be jumping in left and right, and next thing you know, they ain't nobody around. All those fellas, all those people that were your friends, they're gone. You couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. And you try to build and when you're trying to build a church, you're trying to get to collectively draw people together and try to get folks in one mind and one accord. It's a monumental task. It's bigger than we are. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. When you're trying to draw the people in the nurturing of the spirit and the spiritual growth. Amen. Trying to grow us spiritually, get us closer and closer to the Lord every day. That's what I hope. I hope that's what we're doing. I hope we're trying to get closer to the Lord every week, every day, every month and every year, trying to get just a little bit. Amen. And it's a monumental task. It's not easy. Amen. It's not easy. Amen. It goes beyond human ability. What Nehemiah was running up against, he was running up against things that was beyond human ability. And I mean, he had some adversary. Amen. We don't have the adversary that he did. We don't have people in our face trying to stop us on every turn. Yet, it's probably coming. Amen. But when God begins to call us into something, praise God, God begins to give us the ability. The old saying used to be that when God calls, when God calling comes, with that comes God's enabling. Amen. That He enables us to do that He's called us to do. Amen. And that, yeah, that's the old cliche, but I want to say it's more than a cliche. It's more than just saying, when God calls you, praise God, into the ministry, He calls you and He'll enable you, praise God, to do what you need to do for His glory. He'll put you in a place, praise God, where you can get in and worship Him, amen, and just be filled overflowing. And all God wants you to do is just be filled, praise God, and just run over. Amen. And other people get in the flood, praise God, and you get the Cain Heppets, and they'll get the Cain Heppets too. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. See, God don't call us into something that we have to do by ourselves, but God calls us in something that He's going to help us to do. And He's right there with us. Pray God, all we got to do is just to look around and we can see Him. Do we recognize His presence in this thing? Amen? Because He's there to help us. That's what, in the book of Nehemiah, praise God, He brings this out and He shows us, praise God, that there's an ever-present help in the Lord. Amen. So we see what He said. When we get to the point that we said, I don't know what to do when my hands are weak. Amen. But they still a great need. So what do we do when our hands are weak, but there's still a great need? Amen. We trust the Lord. But the book of Nehemiah tells us what we can do. Amen. Nehemiah, he shows us where we get our help. Amen. He said that those impossible things, the things that we think are impossible to accomplish, praise God, He says we accomplish them in the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 20, we read this a few weeks ago. He said, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. Amen. Praise God. Say, how in the world are you going to get it done? He said, God's going to do it. Amen. See, what if we ain't careful, praise God, we want to strengthen our hands to do the work, but praise God, we want our hands to be strong in ourselves. But praise God, what we need is to strengthen our hands in the Lord. Allow the Lord to be our strength. Because without Him, we're weak. Amen. Hey, listen, we're no match for the devil. We're no match for the sin of the world. We're no match for this old flesh. This old flesh will run slap over us like a steamroller if we ain't careful. But praise God, when we begin to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, Nehemiah said, oh God, strengthen my hands. What we ought to do today, praise God, is ask God to strengthen our hands. To strengthen my hands. I need the strength of God. Amen. When I realize, praise God, where that strength comes from. Amen. But while we're looking around, we know that the world's a looking. The world's a seeing, and what the world's a doing, they're looking around, seeing what's happening in our life. That's what they're doing. They're seeing the end result of God in our lives. Now, I think some of us have sold ourselves short. I think some of us are coming up short. Because He's a great big God. He's wanting to show great big things in us, praise the Lord. But we're stopping just short of His glory. Amen. I'm talking about being at the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. We get caught up in this world, but the world's watching. They're looking for an end result. And the Bible says here that in 52 days, praise God, God gave some results. Amen. How'd He do that? Because because Nehemiah prayed, he said, God, I need Your strength. Lord, You strengthened our hands for this work. And God empowered them with power from on high to do a miracle, to perform a miracle. They rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Amen. Tells us down here, praise God, in verse 16. So it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things. Now what does that tell you today? The world was a-watching. And they was watching to see what would transpire. They was watching to see the end result. Amen. I want to say, praise God. Listen, church, today the world's all looking to see the end result of our lives. Amen. And they may follow us from down to the place where they do your funeral and take you and plant you in the ground. Praise God, they'll watch you to see how you finish. So praise God, Brother David, we ought to try to finish well. Finish with joy in our heart, a praise upon our lips. Amen. Glory, giving God all the glory. Amen. But he said they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived. Now watch this. For they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Amen. So the enemy was there. The enemy was watching them. And I said, you know what? Praise God. This ain't from around here. We've never seen it on this fashion before. Amen. And they said that they was cast down in their own eyes. As you know what? He said, hey, listen, we thought this and we thought that. But praise God, it didn't matter what we thought, glory be to God. It's what God did. Amen. Praise God, it don't matter what I think or what you think, but it's about what God wants to do. Amen. And He wants to continue to push forward His church. Continue to move us ahead, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, for they perceived that this work was wrought of God. Now I thought about that. I looked this word perceived up. This word perceived. He said, for they perceived that the work was wrought of our God. Now that word in 1828 Webster's dictionary, it says this. It says to know by the senses. Amen. They come to the right sense. They kind of like that prodigal down at the hog pen. Praise God, they were seeing this work manifest right before their eyes, seeing the power of God, amen, and all His magnificence. And all of a sudden they come to their sense and said, you know what? This ain't been done by man. He's a force. Amen, not only to know by the senses, but to be felt. Amen, not only did they sense it, but they felt it. Ain't it a wonderful thing, praise God, when you can feel the presence of God? You go home, praise God, in the house of the Lord, praise God, and you say, praise the Lord, I felt God there tonight. Amen. Praise God, to sense it, to feel it, they felt it. They understood. Amen. They perceived, they understood, they come to an understanding, praise God, that they was a force, praise God, that's out of this world. The world's looking for that force in me and you. Amen. The world, the whole world around us is looking for a superpower to take charge. And right now, we're looking at presidential candidates and all this other stuff. Amen. To come in and fix the mess that we're in. Guess what? It ain't gonna happen. Amen. It'll take God to step in and fix the mess that we're in. But you know what? There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. He's done it before. I told the fellas, he went in, praise God, and he touched the old prophet's heart. He went in, preached to Nineveh. Nineveh got right in sackcloth and ashes, and God touched that nation. Amen. Gave them a reprieve. Amen. God can give us a reprieve if we get a hold of Him. But they said they perceived, they felt, they understood, they observed. See what tells me? They was paying attention. They was watching what the children of God were trying to do. And they realized, praise God, that it wasn't through the power of of their own hands that they did this. But there was a supernatural power that was doing the building. Amen. We still need that supernatural power, praise God. Because that we realize tonight that we do have a monumental task. To spread the gospel, to build a church, to build our Sunday schools, to give a spiritual growth, amen, to Christians all over this land. And it's a monumental task. It's beyond our ability, but I will say there's one that's bigger than us. Amen. There's one that's greater than us, praise God, who's able to do the work in us. But I tell you what, I can't believe that God would put that kind of responsibility in earthen vessels. That's what Paul said. Amen. To save us. Put a responsibility. Put something in earthen vessels. Praise God. To be used for His glory. What are you saying, Pastor? I say this, don't sell ourselves short. Amen. God put us there to be used. Praise God for His glory. But He said they perceived. They knew in the senses, they felt, they understood, they observed that this work was wrought of our God. Now notice here, he didn't say that it was one of the gods. But Nehemiah says, praise God, they realized the work is being done in Jerusalem was done by our God. Amen. The God alone, our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. You say, well, how did they finish this work? Bible says, and so the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. Because God done the work. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, praise God. We've got a mighty work, a monumental work to do, praise God, and it don't seem like we can get it finished. But Brother Chris, praise God, with the help of the Lord, we can finish. Because we have to remember today, we're not here to save the world. We're here to just share the gospel, to become Christ-like for His glory. Then lift up His name, praise God, and give Him all the praises that He's due. Praise God. You say, well, how did he do it? Because Nehemiah didn't compromise. There was no compromise in him. Amen. In chapter 6, verse 1, he says, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein. In other words, there was nowhere to get in. Amen. He said, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. He said, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Amen. But now watch this. Amen. It says in verse 3, it says, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Amen. So I just see old Nehemiah, he got this letter from these fellas, his enemies, and they said, why don't you come down and meet with us? He said, let's talk this thing through. Let's resolve this issue. And he says, won't you come down? Oh no. And old Nehemiah says, oh no. Amen. He said, I'm good at doing a great work. He said, why should the work cease while I come down to you? Amen. Amen. He said, there was no compromise in him. See, if we ain't careful, we'll compromise with the devil. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, I'm doing a great work. He said, I'm in the midst of great work. I'm seeing God move. I'm seeing the touch of God. I'm seeing God to touch things with His hands. He said, I'm seeing God working before my eyes, doing marvelous, wonderful things in His people. He said, they had a desire to work. He said, they wasn't afraid, praise God, to have a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. He said, oh no. He said, I'm not coming down. He said, I'm not going to leave this good work, this great work that I'm doing. He said, why should the work cease? Amen. So why should I leave it and come down to you? Praise God, listen, the world ain't got nothing for us. Ain't nothing, amen. There ain't no reason to go down to the world. Why should the work cease? Nehemiah says, praise God. He said, there's no compromise. There's no place for compromise for a child of God. Amen. We have to keep pressing on in the work. Amen. Keep building for Jesus. You say, well, why would we do that? For God's glory. See, what they was doing, they was building for God's glory. Amen. And they said the enemy was upon them, so they made us afraid. You know, they spreading all these lies and rumors about us. Hello? Anybody ever spread lies and rumors about you? Trying to get you discouraged and get you beat down and trying to get you to quit? That's what they was doing to Nehemiah and the nation of Israel. It's just lies and rumors that they was throwing out there trying to get them to quit. But they said, you know what? He said, I'm good at doing a good work and I'm doing it for God's glory and I'll not quit. It'll not cease while I come down to you. Amen. You know what he's doing? He said, I'm doing a good work, Brother Andrew. I'm doing it for the glory of God and I don't have to give you an account for what I'm doing. Amen. I don't have to explain to you why I'm doing it for God's glory. Amen. But the Bible, I just read, ignore, hear, and praise God. They come to themselves and they said, you know what? I realize what He's doing now. He said, the good God of glory is making that difference. He said, we're building for God's glory. Bless His holy name. Amen. You see what Nehemiah faced? Nehemiah faced an overwhelming task. Amen. It was overwhelming. It was, to me and you, it would have been an overwhelming task. But praise God, he wasn't the first one, and he will not be the last one to face an overwhelming task. You remember Isaiah in Isaiah 6? The Lord, he rose up and he said, Lord, I'll go. And he sent him, praise God, and he preached, and he finally said, Lord, verse 11, he said, Lord, how long? Amen. He said, this is an overwhelming task. Praise God, Lord said, hey, listen, Nehemiah. He said, Isaiah, just preach on till the world lays in waste and is without habitation. Amen. Praise God. He said, well, man, overwhelming task, but praise God. And the Lord got down there at the end of that chapter and he said, but they said, the Lord preserved the tent. Amen. He said, ain't nobody listening. Lord said, just preach on, man of God. Said, just keep on testifying, child of God. Somebody's listening. Amen. You know what it may be? It may be us. It may not be us when we witness to these people in the world, but it may be that Lord of God, Brother Chris, it may be that little old boy, little old girl that's there by our side. And they hear mom and they hear daddy testifying, praising a good God of glory. Amen. Telling somebody how good Jesus has been. Amen. Praise God. It may not be that person that you're telling that'll get in, but it might be little Johnny and little Jimmy, praise God, that'll hear that and get in. Glory to God. Come to a place in their life when they'll say, oh Lord, strengthen my hands like you did for daddy. Amen. Oh Lord, strengthen my hands like you did for mama. Give me that strength, God, that I need to persevere. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. We never know. Amen. These overwhelming odds, overwhelming task. Amen. He was bombarded by a relentless opposition. We don't have any opposition. Amen. Only the biggest opposition we have is our own flesh. Ain't that right? We don't have people persecuting us and putting us down, threatening our lives. Amen. They was people lined up waiting to kill them if they caught their guard down. Amen. But, I mean, bombarded day after day after day, relentlessly. Amen. Now the devil wants to make us think, praise God, but I will tell you, let me just tell on him tonight. The devil is not omnipresent. Amen. He cannot be with you and afflict you all the time. Amen. Glory be to God. Just submit yourself to God and put up a resistance and praise God that rascal's gone. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ will swoop in, glory to God, and He'll say, devil, get out of here. Amen. And then you can just keep shouting the praises like we talked about this morning. Just stand and praise the Lord for all His goodness and His mercy. Strengthen my hands, Lord. That's what He did. He said, Lord, strengthen my hands. Opposition. Amen. But notice what we see in Nehemiah, and I'm done. Notice the three things right quick we see in Nehemiah. Amen. We see number one, determination. In Nehemiah 3 and 20, he said, we will arise and build. Amen. Nehemiah had a determination, praise God. There wasn't no quit in him. There wasn't no backup in him. He said, there's no compromise. He said, we will arise and build. He didn't get over our Jerusalem, Brother Andrew, and say, well, I don't know, fellas, it looks pretty rough. I didn't realize there was this much devastation. I didn't realize all the walls was knocked down. I didn't realize all the gates was burned up. Amen. See, sometimes the task can be daunting. Sometimes the task can be overwhelming. But Nehemiah, praise God, he never compromised. Amen. He said, hey, we got a great big work to do, so we need to stay at it. Amen. Praise the Lord. A determination. We will. He didn't say we might rise. He said we could do this, fellas, if we had a few hundred more men. But no, he didn't. He said, we will arise and build, praise God. And he bowed his head and said, Lord, help us. Amen. Said, Lord, help us to rise up and build. Praise God. He said, they come along and tear it down, but we're going to build. Praise the Lord. His glory. So we see Nehemiah, see a determination. We also see a persistence. Nehemiah 6 and 3. He said, I am good. He said, I am doing a great work. Amen. He said, I'm good at doing a good work. Praise God, a great work. He said, why should I leave it and come down? Why should I quit my work? Amen. If I quit it, it won't get done. Amen. He said, I've got to be persistent. Stay at it. That's how you finish a job. If anybody in here ever worked people, you ever been a supervisor or a manager, it amazes me. You'll line out the day and you'll assign people their jobs and say, you know, this is what I need you to do today. Amen. Brother Rex probably knows it. You say, this is what I need you to do today. Amen. And you send them off to do their task. You give them. I mean, I would order the parts. I'd have everything. I'd put it on a pallet or put it in a cart. I'd say, this is what you need to do today. Amen. And I'd send them on their way and I'd get another and we'd assign them their jobs for today. And come dinner time, 2 or 3 o'clock, you'd go by and they ain't nowhere near finished. They should have been done. And you know, you have to say, you know what? I wanted you to do this today. Amen. Not tomorrow, not next week. We need to get this done today because there's something else that needs to be done tomorrow. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, we're not persistent, and we don't stay in the good fight of faith, amen, and we put off to tomorrow what we could do today. But God says, strengthen my hands. I mean, Lord God, strengthen my hands for today. Amen. So he had a determination. He said, we will rise and build. And he said, we're going to do it today. Amen. We're not going to be dissuaded to wait till tomorrow, next week, or next. You know what we're going to do? We're going to fool around and wait till it's too late. How many more of our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our mamas, our daddies, our aunts, our uncles, have to slip off into hell before we get a determination of persistence to just tell them about Jesus, to be mindful of the Lord. Amen. To say, Lord, strengthen my hands for this work that needs to be done now. Our soul is willing, but our flesh is weak. Amen. We're afraid that we might offend them. Well, I tell you what, I'd rather offend them and let them have the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ than to pat them and love on them. Praise God, and let them slip off and go to hell. Amen. They might get mad at you, but praise God, that's all they can do. Amen. They might lay a good cussing on you, maybe punch you in the face. But glory be to God if they do. Amen. At least they get the gospel so God can begin to work on their hearts. He said there was a determination. There was a persistence in Nehemiah. Amen. Well, I got to look. I can't get out of the book of Nehemiah. I tell you, I've just been proud. Every time I get to reading it, it just gets deeper and deeper. There's so much help in the book of Nehemiah. It's not about just knowing God, but it's about getting in there and, amen, putting your hands on the plow. I'm talking about not plowing a little old shallow first, but plowing, sinking her deep. Amen. You know what happens if you plow too shallow? If you plow too shallow on the ends of the roads, a lot of times you'll let your plow ease up or you won't get it in good deep. And those end plants, they'll be real weakly. My son plowed the garden this year. He'd actually plowed it by himself. Amen. And we started out, and the plow, I didn't realize it, but the plow, the alignment pin had broke in, and the plow was tracking sideways. Amen? So he plowed the first couple of rows, and then the plow was trying to run out of the fur on him. So when he started and when he finished, the plow was coming up out of the ground. So some of my little corn at the end of those first rows is only about that high. It's producing ears because I've watered the hound out of it, but it did. Amen? It didn't get no depth of root. Amen? But so you got to, amen, you got to be persistent. You got to keep that plow in the ground. Amen. Praise God. There ain't nowhere to let up on the plow. Amen. You got to hold it steady. That's like when Granddad used to plow the horse. He'd say, son, you got to hold it steady. Amen. He'd say, keep it toward you, toward the top of your plow. When he was cultivating, he said, keep it where the top of that plow, just under the dirt. Amen. Don't let it drift up on you. Amen. Breaking up that ground. Praise God. He said, but he had Nehemiah had a determination. He had a persistence. But notice most of all what he had. He had a reliance on God. Amen. He said, oh God, strengthen my hands. He said, I've got a great big work to do. And Lord, I can't do it with my own strength. He said, Lord, I need you to strengthen these hands. Amen. To make me fit for the work that you've called me to do. Amen. So see, sometimes the work can be overwhelming. Sometimes the work can be beyond our ability. But I want to say there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. There's nothing that God can't do when we just stay in there and put our faith and our trust in Him. Praise God, He comes along while you got your hands on those plows. Amen. Kind of like He does doctors, I believe. I believe a good doctor that loves the Lord. Amen. With all his heart, mind, his soul, and his strength. Amen. Praise God, Brother James. I believe a good doctor, I believe when he's in an operating room, I believe Jesus just reaches around there and he guides those hands. And I tell you, a good surgeon, a good doctor, praise God, he knows that. Amen. When I went in there to have my colonoscopy and stuff and I had my upper GI, Dr. Sender went in there, I come in there, praise God, and he said, and I'd done prayed, and you know, and said, God, you know, need you to help me here as I go through this. And praise God, Mr. Dr. Sender come in there and he said, Mr. Massey, he said, we're going to do this procedure. He said, but before I do it, he said, you'd mind if I pray with you. You know why? Because he said, I know where my strength is. I know where the medical ability is. And I said, yes, sir. I said, I've done prayed, but I said, praise God, you pray. And son, he prayed for me. He said, hey, he said, I pray for Mr. Massey. He said, I pray, God, that you guide my hands. Amen. Nehemiah said, hey, listen, Lord, I need you to strengthen my hands. Church, listen to me today. We need to ask God to strengthen our hands for the work that we're in. Amen. Because we got our hands upon the plow. But just like God does that doctor, if we'll let Him, He'll come along behind us in those rows. Amen. It may seem like those rows are long and hot and weary. But praise God, He'll come along behind us and He'll put His hands on that plow. Right on top of ours, praise God, He'll say, son, daughter, just keep her steady. Amen. Just keep her steady. Praise God. And He'll apply the pressure and He'll help us, amen, to plow, praise God, that good old gospel plow for His glory. Amen. Oh, Nehemiah had a determination. He had a persistence. But praise God, he also had a great help in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, strengthen my hand. Lord, youngins, listen. It's a ever time that we needed strength from the Lord. It's in the day, in the hour that we live. I mean, this world is wicked all around us. And if we ain't careful, praise God, the world will dissuade us. It'll discourage us. It'll get us to thinking it don't matter. But I want to say, praise God, every heart, every life matters to God. Amen. So we just need that determination, amen, just to get in there, praise God, and ask God to strengthen my hands. Amen. What about you tonight? Amen. You can't do this by yourself. You don't have the ability. It'll overwhelm you. Amen. It's beyond human ability. But I want to say God can. If we can do like me and mine, we bow our heads. As the enemy rages all around us, we bow our heads and say, oh God, strengthen my hands. Amen. Strengthen my hands.